This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is P.J. Hrabowski, KUAF's music director and host every Friday of Film Score Friday. Welcome back, P.J.
Thank you, Kyle.
Film Score Friday tomorrow and every Friday from 10 until noon. What are you featuring tomorrow?
Well, I'm featuring a movie that was released in 1940. It's a film noir drama titled The Letter.
Not The Scarlet Letter.
Nope, The Letter. It stars Bette Davis. And as you've never seen her before, or, you know, it's just a very odd movie. It was nominated for 7 Academy Awards. It won for Best Director, which was William Wyler. And Bette Davis was nominated. Max Steiner was nominated for the film score. By the way, you know, I know we talk about Max Steiner a lot, Gone with the Wind, King Kong. He was an Austrian composer of music for theater productions and films. He was born in 1888, lived till 1971. He became a naturalized citizen of the U.S. He was trained by great classical composers like Brahms and Mahler. And he was one of the first composers who primarily wrote music for motion pictures and is often referred to as the father of film music. Now, he's right alongside folks like Franz Waxman, Alfred Newman, Wolfgang Korngold, Miklos Rocha, and he played a major part in creating the tradition of writing music for films.
If there was a Mount Rushmore for film score composers,
Max
he'd be up
Steiner.
There?
Okay. Yeah, Max. They'd probably have to add a John Williams section now, you know, and you know, Hans Zimmer and some of those folks as well. But this movie, I've seen it probably a half dozen times, Kyle, and I always missed the beginning. I've always missed the beginning. So I finally saw the whole movie maybe a month ago and realized that the part I missed was probably only 2 minutes.
The opening sequence is considered by many film critics and cinematographers as one of the best ever.
One of the best ever and one of the most famous opening sequences ever produced. Okay, picture this.
Now, this is from the screenplay, right?
Right.
These are the directions for the director and cinematographer.
Right. Well, this is what you see. Yeah, mm-hmm. This is what you see when the movie starts. There's this tracking shot that moves down a rubber tree where the precious substance drips into containers across a compound's thatched hut where native laborers listen to musicians. They doze and play games after their day's work. And as the camera moves further up and right, it moves past an exotic white cockatoo. In the background of the shot is the veranda of a colonial bungalow. One gunshot from inside the bungalow unexpectedly disturbs the silence and the cockatoo. The bird flutters and flies off. Well, through the front door of the steamy colonial bungalow, a well-dressed Caucasian man staggers onto the veranda. There, a woman holding a smoking pistol in her hand follows her victim, shoots him a second time. Dogs are startled from their sleep. The Malaysians stir in their hut. She pumps another bullet into his body. He slumps down the 5 steps and falls to the ground. With cold-blooded, unemotional, and expressionless look on her face, Leslie Crosby, played by Davis, pursues down the steps and fires 3 more times into his lifeless, still body until the gun clicks empty. By this time, dogs are heard barking and the workers' voices are chattering. She lowers and then drops the gun after a total of 6 shots. The camera tracks forward into a close-up of her face, but there are no clues or betraying emotions there. The question that remains in the rest of the film is, why?
And so that is how the movie opens. That's what you had been missing those times, but then you finally saw it.
It was so short. Mm-hmm. It was so short. And it's also the opening main title to the movie, The Letter.
So Max Steiner's score for The Letter will be featured tomorrow on Film Score Friday.
That's right.
What else?
Finding Neverland, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, Big Fish, The Last Samurai, The Third Man, The Italian Job, and Beyond Rangoon.
Film Score Friday, tomorrow and every Friday from 10 until noon on KUAF. PJ, as always, thank you.
Thank you, Kyle.